Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, February the 13th. It's not Friday, February 13th, but Wednesday. Good to have you with us today. We got two topics. We're going to talk about Access Arts, which actually ties into Black History Month. And then this is wintertime and we get dry skin. How can you make that dry skin better? Well, Gene Forrester is with us in that. Let's start, first of all, with Shauna Johnson. Welcome.
Hi, Paul.
Shauna, Access Arts. You've got a special show 10 days from today, right?
Right. We're doing a workshop over at Access Arts. It's called Hiding in Plain Sight, Symbolic Messages in Indigenous Art. And it's going to be a great event. I wanted to invite everyone out. I wanted to tell you about it. We're going to have Dr. Adrienne Horde, who is a professor at MU, come and do a presentation. She's been doing research in South Africa for about 16 years now, studying the cultures there and the visual language that they have in their art and all these symbols. And she's going to do a presentation, and then our participants will be able to make some art of their own.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. So it's a show and a presentation, I guess we could say.
Well, we're not going to have a show in the sense of an exhibition. It's a workshop where people actually make art to take home.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And this is going to be on February
23rd. It starts at 10:30 in the morning, and it'll probably wrap up about 3:30 in the afternoon. We'll have a break in the middle for lunch. We do ask that people RSVP because space is limited.
How many people can you take?
We're looking at probably about 55 to 60.
Oh, you can handle that many?
Yeah.
Okay, 55 to 60 people, RSVP. Is there a cost?
$20 per person.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that they're going to get more than their $20.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Now, as far as the artwork that they create, do they bring in their own supplies?
Nope. We provide it all.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. We're providing everything, Paul. We're a real deal for your $20.
Honestly. Honestly. Yeah. All right. So that's going to be February the 23rd, starting about 10:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. and go till 3 or so mm-hmm. in the afternoon. Is there anything else what's the phone number to call for?
It's 573-875-0275.
Can you do it online also?
Yes, you can. There's a link on our site where you can just email us and let us know you're coming.
Okay, so all you need to do is let them know you're coming. Now, what happens if people email you and you've already got your 55 or 60 people? Are you going
to... We will have to turn people away, Paul. There's some safety concerns when you cram in too many people with art supplies.
All right, so... So if you're interested in doing this, go to the phone right now or to the web and RSVP for February the 23rd
yes.
at Access Arts. Shauna, anything else you want to mention before we go?
Well, can I talk a little bit about Dr. Horde?
Sure, go ahead.
She's our presenter that day, and like I said, she's been doing research for a long time. She's going to have a book coming out soon that I wanted to let folks know about as well. It's called New Democracy Art, A South African Model for Artists in Emerging Democracies.
Okay.
So as Africa has shifted into a democracy, it obviously has impacted the art making there, and
okay.
she's exploring.
And you'll
that.
Be able to visit with her that day.
Yes.
All
yes.
right, Shauna, thank you so much for
Thanks,
coming
Paul.
By. Now, stay with us because we've got my friend Gene Forrester with us from D&H Drug Pharmacist. Good mm-hmm. to have you here, Gene.
Morning, Paul.
And well, we've been talking about the flu season last time you're on.
Right.
So many people had different questions for you today.
That's
but we're
right.
We're talking about. Dry skin, because it's wintertime, we've got the heat on, the humidity goes down in the house, and your skin starts drying up and flaking and scaling and itching.
And some people get itching
yeah.
Sensation from that. And I was going to say, depending on if you're outside, then you get more exposure to it because the cold will crack the skin more and dry it out that much more. So like I say, we have a number of products that have been out there. This is kind of an unusual product. It's called a Venus bath powder. And you put it in your bath and then fill a tub up with, or put some water in there, and then just apply it to the skin. And it's not quite like the oatmeal that you eat, but it is.
So it's an oatmeal?
It is oatmeal.
So you put it in the tub, and
right.
You get in the tub
and
with it.
You get in the tub, and so it makes it a little slimy, but it is the best thing in the world. When chicken pox was an issue with kids, that was one of the best things that would relieve their itching from the chicken pox. But it's great for dry skin, and then you're really feeling bad.
Do you rinse it off?
Yeah.
Okay, so
you'll still end up having
oatmeal on you.
Yeah, you'll end up having the good part of it stick onto your skin.
So it sticks onto your skin. You're in the tub. You rub it in.
Mm-hmm.
Then you drain it all out, and then you stand under the shower and rinse yourself off?
No, you would just wipe it off with it. It's not going to be
– okay.
You're not going to feel like you're going to have been in a breakfast meal
okay.
bite.
Okay, and that's called Aveeno.
Aveeno is a brand that's been around forever.
All right. The
other alternatives – this is – like a fancy version of a bath oil that what you're doing is after you shower or bathe, then you apply something on. And women like this type of product because it has a scent to it and it makes them all, smell mm-hmm. nice.
And it's a moisturizer.
Right. And then what it does is it blocks your skin from, having the moisture leave your skin area.
Your body.
Yeah.
What about if you just put on Vaseline? That's going to be pretty greasy.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember that. By the time I got out of the pharmacy school, Doris Day wrote an article, and she made the news because she disclosed that that's what she covered her body from head to toe with.
Vaseline?
And that's why she looked so beautiful for so many years.
So you're saying if you put Vaseline on your skin?
Yeah.
The Vaseline petroleum jelly?
Yep. But it'd make you a little slippery at night.
It would, wouldn't it? And you're going to leave residue all over the house.
But Burt Reynolds liked it a lot.
Okay, what is this stuff?
Carry oil is another product that dermatologists have prescribed many years. It's a product that you can put in the bath water. Most people don't take baths now, so you can apply it after you shower, similar to these other products.
All right. And then we're almost out of time.
Okay, let me finish off, since tomorrow is Valentine's Day, is make sure you have your lips covered.
Okay. With lip balm.
You're right. And so there's a number of products. You can use ChapStick or Neutrogena or any of the products.
Okay, and it's all the same?
Well, they're different ingredients, but they all serve the same purpose. Okay. They're going to put a protective layer on your lips so your lips don't get chapped.
Okay. Or you can put Vaseline petroleum jelly on it.
And there's a product that they make that I like a great deal, too.
Okay. All right. So Doris Day used to put Vaseline petroleum jelly all over her body. That's how she stayed looking so young.
That's Cosmo or one of those. Right.
If you want more information on this, you can contact Gene at DNA Drug. Your phone number is?
777-7333.
Okay. Or check it out online.
Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow, Larry Brown, our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Amy Simon. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.